Welcome to And With Your Spirit, a homily podcast that takes preaching out of the sanctuary and moves it into your daily life. Let us make ourselves open to the voice of Christ and the movement of the Holy Spirit, that we might be transformed.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. Good evening, everyone. Merry Christmas. Thank you. We're Catholics, so we keep celebrating Christmas, all right? We gotta keep celebrating the season. Today, we're in the time between the Epiphany, where the manifestation of Jesus to us and us to Jesus yesterday, and then the coming baptism of the Lord, where Jesus himself enters into the waters to cleanse them for us. It's a time of movement. It's pretty quick, right? He gets born, and then he gets baptized, and he's like 30. So enjoy this week. It's fast. They grow up too quickly, don't they, parents? Anyways, we're celebrating the Christmas season, though, in the same spirit, with great solemnity, because this is a great season for us. We don't celebrate just before, but after, too. We need to be mindful of that. For the times we have failed to live in the light of Christ, especially the newborn King, let us call to mind our sins. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." He went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. His fame spread to all of Syria, and they brought to him all who were sick with various diseases and racked with pain, those who were possessed, lunatics, and paralytics, and he cured them. And great crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan, followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. The gospel tonight, when I looked at it this morning, when I was doing my holy hour, I didn't like it. I got up today after what we've all been through, right? All of Advent and Christmas parties and preparations, right? All the things that we do to get ready for the season, beautiful things, good things. This is the first Christmas where the church that I'm at now actually got to have every pew full on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And so it was a great celebration. And then the next day was also Sunday. And so we had more masses, right? And then I went with some of my friends up to Chicago for a couple of days, just a vacation, because usually it's pretty low or slower for priests between Christmas and New Year's. And then I got back from there and we had Mary, Mother of God, a solemnity. The next day was a Saturday-Sunday combination again, right? So more masses. So it was like all of this good things going on, you know? The house is decorated. Yours hopefully still is decorated, Catholics. We have all these good things. And then this morning I got up on Monday. I got to sleep in a little bit. I opened up my Bible to find out what the readings were for the day to meditate on my holy hour. And it's not Christmas anymore, like in the gospel. Jesus is no longer just a baby in a stable. The wise men who just came yesterday are 30 years gone. And Jesus is starting to do his ministry. And as I prayed with that this morning, I thought, well, that's the last thing I want today. I want to hang out at the crib for a while. I want to bask in the glow of the gold and smell the frankincense. I want to be there and let Mary hold me as she's holding Jesus for a while. Now, as a farm kid, I kind of wanted to hang out with the cows too, you know? But I opened the Bible, I opened up our readings for the day, and thought, well, it's time to move on. It's time to move on. And then, as the day went on, I thought more about that. And I pulled the Bible back out again as I was sitting in the confessional, and thought, I'm going to look at it again, because I wasn't going to preach about the gospel today. I thought, no, I'm going to preach about something else. I'm going to preach about the Epiphany or Christmas again, because I still want to stay in it. And as I read the gospel again tonight, the line that stuck out to me was that after Jesus heard that John had been arrested, what did Jesus do? He went home first. He went home. And when I read that line, I thought, that's where I want to be too. I just want to go home. Now, I say home, and most of us think of that's like our parents' house, if you're my age or younger. Or maybe if you're older, maybe you think about that too. We think of home being that place that we can retreat back to. And Jesus, he does that. In fact, when he wasn't ready to go out yet, that's what he did. He stayed at home. And then even after he went home and he went out, he went to other people's homes and stayed with them and cured their sick and entered into their lives and shared their meals and celebrated their parties and ate all of their Christmas cookies, I'm sure. As I got that revelation sitting right back there, right before Mass began, as I had that revelation, I thought, now isn't that something, right? How many times do we feel like we know what we need? And if we would just surrender to what God is providing or trying to provide, it's all answered. You know, all day I was thinking, I'm not kidding, I don't usually spend all day thinking about my homily for Monday night, but today I did. Because I didn't like the gospel. I wanted to preach about something else. And so I spent all day looking for what I could preach about and make it tie to the scriptures so that no one would get mad at me for preaching about something else that I wasn't supposed to preach about. And when in the end, had I just this morning let my guard down, stopped chasing some other concept, if I would have just said yes to what God wanted to provide, what he had already given me through the church, the lectionary, if I had just said yes already this morning, everything would have been answered. I hope that you've had a good holiday. I hope that it wasn't too much parties and cookies. And if it is, there's New Year's resolutions, and you can get that weight off soon if you keep them. I hope that you had a great time. And I hope that you want to stay in the Christmas season too, like I do. But regardless of where you are, whatever you're looking for next, whatever decision needs to be made, whatever relationship needs to be healed, whatever task needs to be accomplished, right now, I hope that you trust that God already wants that for you too. And instead of chasing after something that's not there or that doesn't seem to be there, just give in. Let the Lord and His church give you everything that you need.